KQED.
Now, the Thomas Fire on the Central Coast did force thousands into evacuation mode, although most of those evacuations have been lifted, except for 500 residents who live at the Santa Barbara Zoo. Here's Stephanie O'Neill.
Chadwick the African lion enjoys stretching his vocal cords after napping in a spot of warm sunshine that's become a rarity in these often smoke-filled days here at the Santa Barbara Zoo.
Good job, buddy!
Kristen Wieners is Chadwick's handler, and today she's luring the 19-year-old geriatric cat up to the fence with a reward few lions can resist.
So he's got meat stuffed into tubes, so every time they come over here, we want to reinforce the cats and tell them it's a really good thing to come over.
A really good thing, especially these days with the threat of wildfire so near. Chadwick and the zoo's leopards, including a breeding pair of Amur leopards, the rarest big cats in the world, must be tranquilized before handlers can load them into sturdy steel evacuation crates. Zoo veterinarian Dr. Julie Barnes says attracting big cats to the cage mesh, like Kristen does with Chadwick, means keepers can inject them by hand rather than using a dart gun.
It makes the process very calm, very quick, very low stress on the animals, and then they just go to sleep within about 10 to 15 minutes.
When you've got 150 different species to catch and crate, Barnes says, you can't wait until the flames are in your backyard. This past weekend, they were too close for comfort.
So we moved our condors down to Los Angeles Zoo. They're highly endangered.
Among the other evacuees, two visiting reindeer who were led into a horse trailer for a return trip home. An infant anteater who needs round-the-clock bottle feeding is bunking at the Fresno Zoo about 4 hours north. And then there are the many evacuees in waiting. They include several fennel foxes, a rambunctious baby gibbon, and two silverback western lowland gorillas. But then there's the zoo's two 46-year-old Asian elephants. And unlike circus elephants who travel the country, they're not crate trained.
So trying to move them into crates is very stressful for them. In the best interest of the animal and their best chance of survival is to leave them in place and to defend this exhibit in the event that fire was approaching.
Same goes for the giraffes. The logistics of evacuating them, Barnes says, is nearly impossible in an emergency. They would require a special truck and a carefully mapped out route to avoid freeway overpasses and low-hanging power lines. And because of that, firefighters have been standing guard at the zoo, along with handlers, who plan to stay with the animals if fire comes close again. For the California Report, I'm Stephanie O'Neill in Santa Barbara.